WSGW, Thursday morning after the 7:30 news. As you're listening on 100.5 and 790 with Siri with Alexa with WSGW.com. And you're listening with that Saginaw Spirit hockey update that comes your way on Thursdays as the Ontario Hockey League season continues. Specifically Spirit Hockey on 100.5 and online too. And with the voice of Spirit Hockey joining us in studio to bring us that update, along with a special guest that we'll also talk to in just a moment as well. But first of all, Dylan Clark, we say good morning to you and say welcome once again to the studios of WSGW.
Hey, Charlie, good morning. How are you?
Hang on 1 second. I do not hear you at all. Hold on here. Let me try that again.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Good morning, Charlie.
Right,
thank
so.
You.
Someone's pushing buttons they shouldn't be pushing. You join us for our Spirit update this morning, and I don't know, what do we say? Spirit in a little bit of a funk these days.
Yeah. I'd say that's a pretty safe way to put it. It's been six straight right now, but some really good opportunities coming up this weekend against the Sarnia Sting and the Barrie Colts. The Colts kind of frustrated Saginaw last time they played. This is, again, since they're out east, this will be the second of a two-game season series. So maybe looking to get a little bit of revenge that way. But Sarnia, you know, the Spirit are 3-1 against the Sting so far this season. And it's been a month and a half since they last saw Sarnia. So, I mean, we've been kind of seeing everybody else in the division but Sarnia as of late. So they'll come to town on Saturday night, and I think that'll be, again, another good spot, another good opportunity to try and get things going. But, you know, the thing is, this is a very different-looking Sarnia team than we saw before the trade deadline. So they picked up a couple of good players. So it'll be, you know, every game's kind of a unique challenge, but this is one I think people are looking forward to.
Yeah, and what do you think? The Spirit, they've had some very close games as part of the six-game losing streak. You know, a couple of games where they're a little tougher than others. But it seems to me that if the Spirit can just get out to that early lead, which sometimes has been difficult to do, score the first goal, score the first two goals, you know, get that positive feel. A lot of that confidence do a lot for these young players.
Yeah, a lot of them are close games, and, you know, the box score at the end of the night doesn't always reflect that because, you know, you get the empty netter, and so all of a sudden, you know, it's a 5-3 game or something like that. But, you know, a lot of these do end up being one-goal games, and, you know, the Spirit have the net empty. They're trying to push, and they just come close. And, you know, that the most recent game, the Flint game, it really was probably their best effort, their best 60 minutes out of this last little while here. But, again, just coming up short. But it's just, you know, the pendulum swings the other way. So it's only a matter of time here.
Yeah, and we should say, you know, before this little losing streak, I mean, the Spirit had, winning streaks going too.
Well, yeah, so and it's like
that's how fast it can flip back and forth.
Not that you'd ever want it to happen, or not that you could choose a time, but if there ever was a time to maybe hit a little bit of a skid, you'd want it to be kind of in this midpoint of the season or just past it, because, you know, they banked all those points in November and December. So not that anybody's okay with it, but you've given yourself a little bit of wiggle room here. Again, there's still second place in the division, even though it's been a little bit of a skid here. So they'll get it back together soon, and they've kind of made that room for themselves.
Yeah, and let's face it, all teams go through this.
Right,
it's
right.
Not unique to the Spirit. This is these kinds of things that happen, and yeah, do these kinds of things now so you can maybe turn things around and start that peak as you have a playoff push going on come February and certainly into March. So you mentioned we have a couple of games this weekend. In fact, both games at home on Saturday and Sunday. Let's focus on the Saturday game because that has to do with our special guest in studio. Once again, Dylan, it's one of those times we say with a Spirit have put together a time where it's going to be a fun atmosphere, a fun game, but attached to a very important cause.
Right. And this was, you know, right when I arrived at the beginning of November, this was the night that I had heard about first and was told right away that this was, you know, this was one of, if not the biggest specialty night of the year. We got Shocks and Saves here going on this Saturday against the Sarnia Sting. It's going to be 7:05 puck drop, but obviously a lot going on before that. We've got Dr. Steve Vance here with us in the studio. He's been, you know, obviously a huge driving force behind that and getting all that together.
Dr. Vance, we want to thank you for your time this morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
With Central Michigan University, the director, the dean of clinical education, and with Pulse 3. And as we talk to you, maybe first of all, that'd be the way to start for those who aren't aware, because Pulse 3 is really the driving force of what Shocks and Saves is all about. What is Pulse 3?
Oh, that's right, Charlie, and thanks for having us in today. You know, the Pulse 3 started with the Pulse 3 Foundation way back when, the MCVI Foundation. And, you know, it was a group that got together, raised money, and raised awareness around heart health, distributed AEDs into our community. Over 15 years, that foundation distributed over 250 AEDs into the community, and those AEDs have been responsible for over a dozen saves in our region. With COVID, the foundation was kind of falling on hard times, and they made the decision to merge the foundation into the CMU College of Medicine. And so we teamed up. We're continuing now as the Pulse 3 Endowment for Cardiovascular Health at CMU, and we're going to continue the great work that Diane Fong, Peter Fatal, and then Yuri Fisher, of course, with this event. We're going to keep that moving into the future.
Yeah, the former Red Wing who had the incident on the bench where That's his correct. Life was saved many years ago, which led to what's going on. So Shocks and Saves, the importance of this game, it's awareness. Is that one of the important aspects?
Absolutely. It's awareness around sudden cardiac arrest and really trying to empower our community to feel that they can intervene when someone has an arrest. So there's really a few components to battling this. One is recognition and activation of our emergency systems. We have great partners with Mobile Medical Response in the region. But it's also initiating early bystander CPR and getting an AED. And so we want to make sure we have enough AEDs in the community. We want to make sure those AEDs are functioning. If you're not sure if your AED is working or if it looks a little dusty or you're not sure about the battery, bring it to the game. We have companies there that will be doing free testing, diagnostics. We want to make sure those AEDs in our community are working. And then it's really delivering that shock. And so the entire game was around the awareness of that. Again, the brainchild of Dr. Peter Fatal and Yuri Fisher, after Yuri was saved by Dr. Tony Colucci, who will also be at the game, the Red Wings team physician, will be there this weekend. And then we have some other survivors there, a gentleman by the name of Brett McLean, who was in a similar situation as Yuri, played in the OHL, played a little bit for the Phoenix Coyotes and the Winnipeg Jets, and had a cardiac arrest at a young age and ended his career. So we'll have some great stories, a lot of education in the Red Room. We're going to have a program before the Spirit game where Yuri and his friends will be talking, and so it should be a really exciting event.
The Shocks and Saves event is highlighted by a Shocks and Saves game prior to the Spirit game. Doctor, you come dressed in jersey, so you're gonna be on the ice.
I'll be on the ice. Don't watch me too much. I'm more of a baseball player that puts on skates to participate in the event. But we'll have some great players out there, local lifesavers, paramedics, firefighters, physicians. Dylan will be putting on the pads and in goal. he looked good the other night at our warm-up. And then, of course, we have our Red Wings alumni and NHL alumni coming. So we're really excited about having them come. The other goaltender is actually a member of the Ilitch family, Ronnie Ilitch Jr., that'll be coming down and tending net for us. And so we're really excited to have the engagement of the NHL alumni, Yuri Fisher, and his friends.
For those who might want to find out more about AEDs in particular, since I know a lot of that is what the focus of Shocks and Saves are all about, maybe can't attend the game. How do you advise people to find out more? Or if somebody's in a position of maybe wanting to obtain a device?
Absolutely. So, there are a number of vendors out there. We have partners that are both sell AEDs and maintain AEDs. So just reach out to the Pulse 3 Endowment. We're CMU Pulse 3 on Facebook. We will direct them both to agencies that they can purchase AEDs from, as well as funding agencies that may be able to donate an AED to their cause. Further, if you're interested in awareness training, CPR training, drills in your school or your business, please reach out to us. That's what we're really focused on right now is education, testing, training, making sure that we're prepared as a community.
And Dylan, back to you. So how is this all going to play out? What time is the Shocks and Saves game? What time are we going to find you on the ice in goal?
Well, the Shocks and Saves game is at 4 o'clock on this Saturday. And then obviously the Red Room stuff going on kind of around that 6 o'clock time frame. And then the Spirit game, 7:05 puck drop that night against the Sarnia Sting.
And when we talk about tickets, what are we telling fans?
Well, obviously, you know, the same channels as always, SaginawSpirit.com, Dow Event Center box office, online Ticketmaster as well. And I don't believe there's anything I'm missing there. Do we have...
No, there are charity tickets available. If you go to the Saginaw Spirit website or our Facebook page, it gives you the directions on how to access the charity tickets where we where Pulse 3 gets a cut of the revenue. So we appreciate folks' support.
And this is where the ticket for the Shocks and Saves games gets you into
both games.
Both games. So you know, one ticket, you can support Shocks and Saves and do that game and do the Spirit game as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. That Saturday, Dylan, maybe a quick word on Sunday, because as much as there's a great game on Saturday and an attachment to Shocks and Saves, you got something going on Sunday, too.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon, 5:30, puck drop. Well, I guess that's Sunday evening, but against the Barrie Colts, Pride Night at the Dow Event Center, partnering with Great Lakes Bay Pride. Spirit are going to be wearing special Pride Night warm-up jerseys, and those are going to be auctioned off at the end of the night. So, and again, obviously, proceeds going to Great Lakes Bay Pride and helping those folks out. So, a couple of really good nights here coming up.
All right, Spirit Hockey, both nights this weekend at the Dow Event Center. Get down there if you can. If not, of course, we have coverage for you on WSW 100.5. Dr. Stephen Vance, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Tara.
And for your input on Shocks and Saves. And Dylan, of course, we'll be listening for you and Dennis DeRosier on the radio broadcast.
Thank you.